This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 4th. God's word for you today is a little history. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 4, verse 40, and it says, "As the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus, no matter what the diseases were. The touch of his hand healed everyone." For the next few days, we are going to be looking at something that is big on God's heart. Remember, there is so much going on in the world today. The disruption caused by the COVID pandemic is something the world may never recover from. Things are changing so fast now. However, no matter how much things change and the apparent disruption all around us, one thing remains unchanged: Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything else can change. Everything else will come and go, but Jesus remains the same. Therefore, the mission Christ has for us is people. Our God-given mission remains unchanged. Go, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are still mandated to go and make disciples. We should not lose sight of or forget that. In fact, we should leverage the uncertainty, the disruption, and the drama going on in the world to preach the gospel. History shows that plagues come and plagues go, but not without leaving a trail. I pray in the name of Jesus that your household will remain protected in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a plague in history called the Black Plague, and it was recorded to have wiped out about 60 to 200 million people on earth. That is an entire nation gone. History records that the Black Plague started in East Asia and went through the straight path to Europe and to the rest of the world. The greatest devastation was in Rome, Italy. The people at that time had no clue what was going on. Science had not developed, and there was no detecting of bacteria, viruses, or antigens, all the things science has made available to us today. And because Rome became the epic center of the outbreak, people started leaving the cities. They could not explain what was happening, so they thought the city was jinxed. It was later that they could trace it and discovered that the virus came from the Far East. When people left the cities because they thought the cities were cursed, they abandoned the weak and the dying. The church moved into those cities. The church strengthened and cared for the weak. The church took care of those that were sick. In fact, that was when the hospital was founded in Rome, and that is why the church, the Catholic Church, is so strong in Rome today. God's people have been responding positively from time immemorial. Let us pray. Father, as I take Jesus to my world, let the touch of my hand bring healing, deliverance, comfort, and strengthening so that all may see Jesus and believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.